You're listening to Rock at Night. Rock at Night.
Tampa Earl hanging out with you, and got a guest with us today who's going to be in my backyard here in a couple of weeks here in Tampa. I am talking to Danny from the band Wicked. Danny, how are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, man? Super excited to be here today. We're pumped to be in Tampa. You know us New York boys are, freezing up here in the frigid north, so we're ready for some sun and fun down in Tampa Bay.
Oh, we're going to try and have it for you. I mean, today it's not that good, but by the time Gasparilla rolls around, it should be okay. But let's get into some of the stuff from you and your band Wicked. I was doing a little research. I'm surprised to see that you've only been together for a very short time, like 3 or 4 years.
The latest iteration of this band, once Gunner joined the band on drums and we really started taking this thing seriously like a business, it really hasn't been that long when you think about it. But my brother and I have been paying our dues, as they say, over the years for the better part of a decade, and really, playing out live and writing and learning how to record and trying to become, the best rock and rollers that we possibly can. So, but like you said, it's been a short stint, and like in that short amount of time, we've done some great things that we're super excited about. Everything from Last American Rock Band, Sunburn album, to our latest stuff that's coming out, and plans for the future. So we're ready to rock and roll.
Cool. I know one thing that I was impressed with, that learning process. You talk about that. And some people don't realize that you got to keep learning in this business.
So true. It's, we always said we didn't want, it's easy nowadays to like just slap some tracks on a computer in the back, and play those and sound like your Motley Crue on Madison Square Garden, And, that's cool for some people, but it's not for us. So we really wanted to, hone our skills. We took singing lessons, and, we all moved in together like an old school band, and we lived together. And every day is, fun for us, but it's work, right? So, we write, we practice, we learn what other people are doing, and try to find the gaps and what we could do better. And, it's a pretty interesting thing, because I think the rarity of the whole situation is, imagine finding four guys that could all align on wanting to do that all the time together. I think that's the magic, right? So
that is the magic, when you can get everybody pushing the same direction. It is something that I've written about previously. One of the big things about your music is that it's fun. I mean, we can have, music that talks about important issues and tries to get awareness raised on things. But one of the big qualities that I enjoyed about Wicked's music is it's fun. And I think that's something, man, that we're missing today.
We appreciate all the bands, like you said, that go out there and, they got something to say, or, rather they're, they've got a certain kind of temperament to like their style of music. But for us, it's like you said, it's about having fun. We always say like our branding is just the idea of, we're giving people an escape, right? Something to kind of get away for a couple hours, something to pop on your stereo that's just going to kind of lift your mood. And it's not always just party rock and stuff like that, but it's got this overall upbeat vibe, this lust for life kind of feel just embedded in it. And I don't know, man, I think it just comes from, like I said, just being, you'll go through the ups and downs of life, but we always got this positive outlook that we're just blessed to be doing what we're doing. So
One of the things I notice is, like we've talked about the earlier albums, we've got a new one that is getting ready to come out, called Go Rebel.
That's right, man.
How soon is that coming here?
We're looking at a summer drop for the whole album, which is super exciting. We've already released the first single, Obsession, off of the record, and we're looking forward to dropping the next single this February. So you'll probably see a couple of singles going into the summer, and then the album's going to drop. And it's exciting because this album was a little different for us. We continued to bring in new influence on this album, and we also did some different things with our process compared to the previous two albums. So we're excited for the fans to kind of sink their teeth in it.
Yeah, let's talk about Obsession a little bit.
Yeah.
Very, very powerful, but it's, basically, the love song. You're talking about something that's just you're obsessed over it.
Absolutely. And we wanted to evoke that feeling that people have, like you said, like no matter what it is, whether it's another person that you're obsessed over, or whether it's something that you're obsessed doing, right? But like when you get into that mode and it's all you could think of, you go to bed dreaming about it, you wake up thinking about it, and we wanted to evoke that in like a 3 minute or so song. And so we actually had to go in and do some rewrites on this one because we were being a little critical on ourselves, one with really getting that message across and like diving deep into that feeling that we've all been there and felt before. But also, as we were doing it, this song was super cool, and as you could hear it now, it's got all these layers of guitar and instruments. It's very busy. So the one thing we wanted to do is before we published it is we wanted to give it a little bit of space. Space is always like a great friend to musicians in songwriting. And so we did that in the verses, and we gave a little bit of space. You could see it between the lines. And it's kind of cool. It really put the finishing touches on it. And then of course everybody always gets excited because they're like not expecting to hear somewhat of a metal breakdown, and Gunnar was just so excited to do that. We're like, yeah, let's just do it. There's no rules in rock and roll. Let's do what we want to do and have fun with it. And I love doing that live because people just it really just like puts like that energy right into your like heart center, and people just start going crazy.
You talked about how sometimes less is more, and I
That's
think
it.
that's something that you got d distinctly with Obsession.
Yeah, absolutely. It really came out nicely when we did that.
Well, let's take a listen to that right now. This is from the upcoming album, Go Rebel. This is the band Wicked and Obsession.
My eyes.
Welcome back, Tampa Earl, with you. We're with Danny from Wicked, and Wicked is going to be out on the road here at the end of January, coming to my hometown. You're going to
That's
be
right.
playing Gasparilla. That is a big time show, Danny, here in this area.
Crazy. We did it a couple of years ago with the Voodoo Chef Foundation. We were blessed to be on the float with them and Monster Energy, and it just blew our minds, right? Like you said, the biggest party in Tampa, right? Cruising down Bayshore Boulevard, and it's cool because we're up there, and this is what you could kind of expect this year too, is the parade. Before it starts, we do like a pre-show. And so we'll play while the float is stationary, and anybody who kind of could gather around. I think this year we're float 35. If you're on Bayshore Boulevard, you look for the Voodoo Chef Pirate Boat float, and you could see a pre-show around like noon-ish time frame before the parade starts. But once you get cruising, we're up there, and we're playing Wicked songs. We throw in a little bit of rock and roll all night, maybe a couple of covers to get the crowd going. But it's so cool because you've got these people just flanking both sides of the boulevard, over bridges, hanging over, screaming and yelling and getting into it. And it's like, it is just such a cool thing to do. One of the most exciting things we've been a part of, and we're looking forward to do it again this year.
We're looking forward to having you because it is the party here in Tampa. We're looking forward to that. I may even brave the amateurs out there to get in the
Right.
throngs and party with them. So,
It gets
but
wild.
it does get wild. I remember here a few years ago that they had one of the television anchors who got just blottoed on the air. And they didn't think of it quick enough to get her off the air. But yeah, she was having a few libations, you
That's
might
awesome.
say. Oh, it was amazing. But this is not the only news for you. I mean, you've got some other things going on as far as touring goes.
Absolutely.
What do we have coming in the future with the touring situation?
Well, we talked a little bit about, some of the upcoming singles, right, off of Go Rebel that are coming out starting in February. Another one drops, and the album, later on in the summer. So we're going to be out there supporting some of the new music and getting in front of crowds. Right before we come to you, we're going to be in LA at the Heavy Metal Hall of Fame, at the Roxy with, folks like, the guys from Rat and Quiet Riot, and it's going to be really cool. So we're going to be mingling, jumping on and off stage, and doing some cool stuff there. We hit Tampa, like you said, and then we're off in March. I think it starts on the 24th, and we hit the road with Vicious Rumors. And it's kind of going to be a cool tour running, about from like Boston area down to Nashville, so a little northeast run to the Midwest, and check it out. You're hearing it first here, so the dates are going to go up this week on our website if you want to check them out at wickedrockandrollofficial.com. And there's going to be more of that, right? More tour dates announced to support the album going into the summer. So we're super excited. If we come to your town, make sure you take the time, come on out. Like I said, give yourself a little escape, and we'll have a really good time in this rock and roll community that we've built, and it's just a traveling circus.
Enjoying circuses is always one of my things, but the Heavy Metal Hall of Fame shows that, oh, that's gonna be a treat
Should
because
be wild.
you guys fit right in kind of with that 80s, hard rock scene. It's gonna be something special.
It's always cool. We've been there once before too, and actually last year, and we played on the stage amongst some of the greats. And I'll tell you, it's a really cool time. It's an intimate time, right? Like small venue, Roxy, and so you're really just getting to rub elbows with people like Carlos Cavazo and Steven Piercy and all this cool stuff, and you see them in their element. And they get to kind of see the youth of rock and roll, who's keeping the flame alive, and it's fun, man.
It definitely is. Now, one thing that we got the tour, we got things like that going on. The album comes out midsummer, you
Yeah.
said.
Midsummer, keep an eye out for that.
We will do that. But what about after that? Have you thought that far ahead, or are you just
We
kind
have
of
we're
oh?
We're nothing to officially announce, but we're working really hard right now with some partners to get overseas to some places that we've been dying to get to, some fans that haven't had the chance to see us live. And I think we're going to start off with a little visit to the holy grail of what some of us rockers always hope and wish to do, and that's Japan. So we're really pumped. We're working all the details out, and the cool thing is right, this Go Rebel album is going to drop this year in the summer, and we're going to have all these other shows that come up and get announced. But then we got an album right after that. This past August, we were in the studio with kind of a different take on how we were doing things. And it's funny, people are like, man, you guys never stop. Like, you haven't even released Go Rebel and you're already working on the next one. But we talked earlier in this interview, and that's kind of like, that's how we operate, right? Like, we don't like to be stagnant or stale. We're if you got that influence and prolificness that's hitting you, like we're right on top of it. So we went into the studio this time with somebody outside of our circle. This gentleman named Tuck Smith. He's an artist, used to be in the Biters. Now he's got his own band, Tuck Smith and the Restless Hearts. And he's a producer, and a little bit younger, around our age, maybe a few years older than us, but a very cool way of approaching writing for us, because it wasn't just the four of us in our little bubble. Brought in the fifth member, so to say, with Tuck. And it was a cool collaboration, and we did some really, really cool things. Came up with a 10-song album, so you could look forward to that afterwards. And I'm telling you, like, it just keeps getting better. Imagine, you've seen the bands in the past, like bands like Queen and Def Leppard and all these bands that like progress from like albums like High and Dry up to like their big, Holy Grail albums. And really, like, Wicked is just walking a very similar path like that, right? Like, everything we do just changes a little bit, but keeps the core branding. And we're excited for all those new exciting changes that you're gonna see. And we just can't wait to put more music out for you guys.
Well, I know that Tuck Smith, something that we've played here quite a bit, and he's not quite as hard as Wicked, but
Right, yeah.
that is what you need to grow as
Mix
a
it up a
band.
little bit, yeah.
Exactly. Mix it up a little bit.
I remember I told Tuck when we first got talking about the project, I said one thing I really want to walk away with is some epic ballads. And I'll tell you, we came up with two of them. They're pretty crazy. So I'm excited for the fans to see some of the things we cooked up with Tuck. They're gonna be really excited about it. So
Well, you just mentioning it now, and I'm listening in my mind. I'm listening to Tuck and the Restless Hearts and listening to your material, and I'm like, okay, this has potential, you know.
I think one of the things we anchored on, we talked a lot about influence for that album and like how we wanted to paint this piece of work, if you will. And we had everything in there from Marvelous Three, Cheap Trick, of course, The Darkness, minus the parody stuff, and a little bit of, again, holding on to that root of that hard rock that we have, like UFO. So it really is going to be cool for you guys to hear what we cooked up. I'm
Well,
excited.
I'm excited to hear it myself when it comes out. Danny, from the band Wicked, we definitely thank you for your time today, and
Thanks
we
for
look
having me.
forward to seeing you when you come down to Florida.
That's right. We can't wait, man. We'll see you there.
You're listening to Rock at Night.